Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And we've been reading the story called The Steadfast Tin Soldier. Okay, so last time in day two, we learned that the soldier was lost because he was pushed out the windows, pushed out the window, but two boys found the soldier.
Okay, so 我们来看一下第二天回顾 previously on day two. 对，他就是被推出去，对不对？然后两个小男生就找到他 and the boys made a paper boat for the soldier. 可是呢, what happens?
Well, of course, they make a paper boat for the soldier and they put him on the water, put him on the river. So, of course, the paper is going to break. And so there is trouble and the soldier falls into the river.
Okay, and what's more trouble is a fish eats him. Okay, 这个鱼 He must be very hungry.
Super hungry. But luckily, a fisherman catches the fish. And when the fisherman cuts the fish open, he finds a tin soldier.
And I think this is pretty good news. Yeah. The fisherman brings a soldier to his son. Yay, 他可能要找到新主人。
Yeah, so is this a happy ending? Will there be a happily ever after for him? Well, let's finish reading our story.
The Steadfast Tin Soldier.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦 Let's go!
By chance, the fisherman's son is the young boy. The tin soldier thinks,
I'm home!
Before the soldier can celebrate,The boy throws him into the hot fireplace. The soldier thinks,
The jack-in-the-box told the boy to do this.
He begins to melt in the fire.Just then, a strong wind blows through the window. It blows the ballerina into the fireplace. The next morning, the boy's mom is cleaning the fireplace.She finds the tin soldier. He's now in the shape of a heart. However, the boy's mom can't find the ballerina. She only finds the tinsel rose.But it's no longer beautiful. Now, it is as black as a piece of coal.
Word power!
Celebrate. Celebrate.Celebrate, celebrated, celebrated. Wendy celebrated her mom's birthday with a party and a cake. Wendy celebrated her mom's birthday with a party and a cake. Fire, fire. When we went camping, we made a fire to cook dinner.When we went camping, we made a fire to cook dinner. Blow, 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 blew, blown. I sat on the beach and smiled as the wind blew on my face.
I sat on the beach and smiled as the wind blew on my face. Blow, 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 blew, blown. The fan blew the papers all over the room. The fan blew the papers all over the room. Black, black. Carrie has one black cat and one white dog. Carrie has one black cat and one white dog.
All right, so let's continue reading our story. It says, by chance, the fisherman's son is a young boy.
What?
So he's back to his original home.
But I thought maybe the dad might have brought the set of soldiers.
Yes,
yeah, so she didn't know. 那爸爸是不是忘记你送给你儿子什么礼物啊? Oh, well.
Oh, well.
可能是别人送的啦, okay.
Probably. But mm-hmm. by chance means luckily or by luck.
Okay, 所以碰巧的是渔夫的儿子就是那个小男孩，就是一开始我们看故事，哇，他收到礼物的那个小男孩。By chance 就是偶然的或是很凑巧的，比如说呢，诶，如果呢，诶，你看到一个人就是很碰巧看到他，你可以说 By chance I saw him again at the grocery store. Is he cute?
Okay. By chance I saw Peng Yuan.
Woohoo! In your dreams.
By chance in my dreams. I'm just kidding.
好啦那我们来看回课文 What happens?
All right, so next story says the tin soldier thinks I'm home.
Yay!
Good, that's a really good start, actually.
其实他也跟那个小男孩不熟啊，他怎么那么开心？所以小骑兵就心想 Yay, 我回到家了。
He wants to see the ballerina, that's
right.
Remember, he's in love with her. Okay, so next story says before the soldier can celebrate, the boy throws him into the hot fireplace.What? This boy is pretty rude. He doesn't really respect his toys. Mm-hmm. It's so different from Toy Story and how Andy really loves all his toys and he takes care of him. The boy immediately throws him into a hot fireplace. Now, what is a fireplace? Well, we don't really have a lot of these in Taiwan, but in colder places like America and Canada and Europe,
in Australia,
there's a place in the house where you can make a fire. And so this also leads up to where the chimney is and Santa can come down and stuff like that.
就然后你刚好在那个起火炉的时候 Santa comes down 他就火烧屁股了 OK, just joking 来看一下在小骑兵来得及庆祝之前呢小男孩就把他怎么样丢进了这个哇炎热的火炉当中所以我们看到了 fireplace 就是火炉可是这个小男生也太坏了吧、
yeah.
这是你的玩具耶怎么会这样这么不爱惜自己玩具
So before we can I don't like him too Before we can celebrate we can see that he'snot very nice to his toys, but let's first take a look at our word celebrate. It's spelled C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E, celebrate. So celebrate is a verb and it means to do something enjoyable for, or do something special for an important event, a holiday, or a special occasion. So you will celebrate birthdays, Christmas, or anything that you want to celebrate. So let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Wendy celebrated her mom's birthday with a party and a cake. Wendy celebrated her mom's birthday with a party and a cake.
OK, 我们来看一下 celebrate 这个动词当然就有庆祝的意思啦。通常你可能会 have parties,、mm-hmm. OK? 那我们来看一下它的动词三态的变化就是 celebrate, celebrated, 直接接 D, celebrated. 像是你可以怎么样 ?You can celebrate your birthday by maybe going out to dinner,、mm-hmm. OK? 可能有时候我们会出去吃晚餐啊来庆祝生日。那通常 celebrate 后面可能还会接一个节庆 ,like you can celebrate Christmas or Chinese New Year,、mm-hmm. 等等哦。或者是可能你赢得了一个比赛，你可以说 We won,、Ooh. Let's celebrate. OK, 我们看回刚刚的例句提到就是 Wendy 她用派对还有这个蛋糕 That's true 庆祝她妈妈的生日。通常我们可能 will buy a birthday cake and we'll have a、
yeah.
party when it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, maybe you can bring gifts if you want.、
Yeah.
OK, so next the article says or the story says the soldier thinks the Jack in the Box told the boy to do this. Whoa, right. Remember, the Jack in the Box was probably jealous, or he was very jealous of the tin soldier. So the soldier knew this and he thought, aha, you must have told the boy to do this.
我觉得小士兵你内心这个 小戏剧真的很多很多戏剧
It's quite dramatic.
内心戏 okay, 他就想说 okay, 他脑补自己说、啊、一定是那个玩偶和就是 Jack in the Box、他就是指使这个小男孩这么做的很像一种旁白的故事
Yeah. That
I don't think,
I think it's really possible.
It's the boy, okay?
Yeah, the boy is just mean. Okay, so what happens to the soldier? He begins to melt in the fire. Yeah, so of course, when you put something in the fire, it's going to melt. So we use this word to say when something is turning from like a solid thing into kind of a liquid. So melt, M-E-L-T, melt.
Okay, 所以小士兵在火里当然就开始融化了。这里的 melt 就有融化的意思。哎，你知道吗？其实很久很久以前有一个广告 ，OK， 就是M&M's， OK，、就是那个 M&M 巧克力，他就说只融你口不融你手，英文就是 The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Oh, that's so smart. I remember that as well, and it's true.
It's very famous 那个 slogan.
Yeah,
对啊
that's why M&M's is so famous too.
And yummy.
So we see that the soldier was melting in the fire. Now, fire is spelled F-I-R-E.Fire. Fire is a noun, and it's basically when you use a small pile of burning wood or coal, you produce heat and you create something called fire. Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, when we went camping, we made a fire to cook dinner. When we went camping, we made a fire to cook dinner.
我们来看一下 fire 这个字哦，就是火的意思。不过它可以用在很多用途上，像是小时候妈妈一定会警告你说 stay away from the fire， OK， 不要靠近火。或者呢，有时候在一个火灾当中，我们可能会听到新闻，它广播说 two people died in that terrible fire，
Alright.
就是有人可能过世，因为就是火灾的关系。那纵火呢，我们可以用 set a fire， S-E-T， set。然后他故意纵火，或者是呢，如果要灭火的话 ，like firefighters, okay, 消防队 ，they put the fire out. 太棒了，就是他把这个火给灭掉了。我们看回刚刚的例句，提到就是，哎，我们去露营的时候就是 camping, we made a fire to cook dinner. 当然要怎么样生火来煮晚餐 ？Sounds like fun.
Sounds like lots of fun. All right, so what happens? It says just then a strong wind blows through the window.
Oh, okay.
What happens then?
所以就在这个时候呢，它已经开始融化，对不对？一阵强风吹进这个窗户。Okay, so what happens? But before we find out, we have to take a look at this word blow, right?
Right, it's spelled B-L-O-W, blow. Here, blow is a verb and it means that when air moves, it creates wind. So we can say things like the wind blows.Okay, or we can describe it more. We can say the wind blows hard. That means we have a lot of strong wind. Okay, we can use it in a sample sentence like this. I sat on the beach and smiled as the wind blew on my face. I sat on the beach and smiled as the wind blew on my face.
Okay, blow 就是吹的意思。那我们来看一下它的动词三态的变化，就是 blow, blue, B-L-E-W, blown, B-L-O-W-N。像是有时候我们一马上想到就是风，对不对？风吹得很大，外面风很大，我们就可以说 the wind is blowing hard, or it is blowing hard outside。或是有暴风雨的时候
，Right, typhoons。
对呀、啊、，the storm is blowing hard， 就是可能很快就可能会有台风啊、暴风雨等等。好，我们来看回刚刚的例句，提到就是我坐在沙滩上微笑，而海风怎么样 ？As the wind blew on my face， 就是海风同时轻抚我的脸庞。Oh, so poetic.
I know it sounds so relaxing as well. All right, so then what happens? So remember, the wind blows through the window, and now it blows the ballerina into the fireplace. Remember, she's going to be very light because she's made out of paper as well.
对啊、所以这时候呢他也将那个风也将这个芭蕾女伶娃娃吹进了火炉里
But we see blow is used here as another definition. So again, let's spell blow is spelled B-L-O-W, blow. Okay, so we know that there's another meaning for this word blow. It kind of means the same thing, but the blow here means to be affected or moved by this moment, by this movement of, or of air. So the wind blew open the door, so the door was affected. Or the papers blew away because of the fan. Okay, we can use it in a simple sentence like this. The fan blew the papers all over the room. The fan blew the papers all over the room.
Okay, 当然 blow 也可以指风吹动，然后影响了什么东西，跟着一直被飘散。像是呢，我觉得很糗的就是，在这个冬天的时候，或是风很大的时候，你戴着很好看的帽子 ，and somebody's hat blew off or blew away in the wind， 然后你就一直追，然后就觉得how embarrassing， 很糗哎。Okay， 所以戴帽子的时候要记得，可能要扶好。
When the wind comes，
I know。Okay， 我来看一下例句，就是这个电风扇把纸张吹的哇，房间到处。I hate it when that happens as well.
I know, so silly too. Alright, so what happens in the story? It says, the next morning, the boy's mom is cleaning the fireplace.
Okay,
so
we don't know what's going to happen yet.
We
don't know what's going to happen to the ballerina, but you guys can guess it. 就是隔天早晨，男孩的妈妈在清理怎么样 fireplace 火炉 and what does she find?
She finds a tin soldier.
Okay, 所以她竟然发现了这个小锡兵。
But he's not, you know, in the same shape that he is now, right? Of course, he's in the fire, he melted, so he's now in the shape of a heart.
Oh, 他现在成为心 like this, 就是 in the shape of, 就是什么什么的形状，所以他已经成为爱心，就是心的形状。
However, the boy's mom can't find the ballerina.
I was going to ask. Yeah. 对啊，那个 ballerina 在哪里？然而小男孩的妈妈却找不到那个芭蕾女伶。
She only finds the tinsel rose, but it's no longer beautiful. Remember, the paper ballerina was beautiful because she had this tinsel rose.
Right.
She was shining brightly, so she's no longer beautiful. When you can use it in like this, so no longer plus an adjective.
Right.
And it just describes that this thing is no more. For example, I am no longer tired after taking a nap. Okay, I don't feel tired anymore. Or the paper is wet. It's no longer useful.
Okay, 所以这个妈妈呢，她只找到什么呢 ？Ballerina 不在，对不对？她只找到那朵锡箔纸玫瑰，但是这个锡箔纸玫瑰已不再美丽啦。Okay, 我们先来看一下 no longer， 就是不再怎么样怎么样，所以后面我们可以接形容词，像是刚刚 Tiffany 老师有补充哦，就是 after taking a nap， 就是小睡一下，哎 ，I'm no longer tired， 就再也不累啦，或者是 the paper is wet， 这张纸湿了。It's no longer useful. 再也没有用啦。
Right, the story says, now it is as black as a piece of coal. Okay, so coal is just a kind of hard material. It kind of looks like a rock, and people use it to and burn it for energy. And also, on Christmas, if you're naughty, this is what Santa gives you. He gives you some coal if you're naughty. That's only like a long, long time ago.
Okay, so you better behave.
I know.
Okay, 所以现在呢，它怎么样？不再美丽，它只黑的像条像块木炭 coal 就是有木炭的意思可是因为我们刚刚提到 camping yeah sometimes this reminds me of like you can toast the marshmallow over the coals of the campfire
that's right
就是烤那个棉花糖 yummy
so yummy alright we saw the word black it's spelled B-L-A-C-K black is an adjective and it is just basically a very, very dark color. It's the complete opposite of white. So, for example, I have black hair. Okay, let's take a look at our example sentence. It says, Carrie has one black cat and one white dog. Carrie has one black cat and one white dog.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. We're both wearing black.And white, 你看我们真的超会穿搭的。Black 就是黑色的。那刚刚的例句提到就是 Carrie, 她有一只黑猫跟一只白狗哦。那刚刚有提到 as something as black as coal, right?所以呢，如果我们要说什么东西如同什么一样的怎么样呢？像是我可以说 Tiffany's eyes are as beautiful as diamonds, 像钻石一样美丽。Or everyone wants to be as smart as me.
Okay,
可是你们想太多，不太可能。Okay, so yeah, this phrase is actually our magic box. So let's take a look at it, and we'll be back with our review time.
Magic box, 找亮点。
家，充满欢乐的这一家。大家好，我就是那个长得像高雄市长的陈菊花妈啦。每天啊，为了煮好吃的晚餐给家人吃，我都要跑去菜市场大抢购哦。你们看，今天好像抢的有点太多了哈。My bags are as heavy as stones. My bags are as heavy as stones. 我的袋子跟石头一样重啊！大家有没有发现，刚刚花妈有绕英文哦，很标准哈。今天啊，花妈就是要教大家如何形容东西的句型，也就是说，主词加 be 动词加 s 加形容词再加 s 再加受词。使用这个句型呢，就是表示主词和受词具有同样的特性。两个 s 就像三明治的两片面包，夹在中间的火腿就是形容词。这个形容词啊，就是两者共有的特性。这样加起来是不是很好吃呢？有没有？觉得很复杂哈？Don't worry 啦，来看我刚刚所说的句子。 My bags are as heavy as stones， 也就是说石头的特性是重的 heavy， 而我的提袋也很重，所以我的袋子啊就如同石头一样重。 My bags are as heavy as stones。 那我再造几个句子给大家好了，大家看看我的笑容。My teeth are as white as snow. My teeth are as white as snow. 我的牙齿是不是好白？白的跟雪一样哦。这样表示我的牙齿真的很白啦。还有，I am as fashionable as Tyra Banks. I am as fashionable as Tyra Banks. 大家不知道哦。花妈我啊都有在花罗那个时尚杂志哦，我今天的打扮啊就是依照那个名模 Tyra 的打扮穿的哦，大家看有帅吗？还有啊，那天在路上巧遇我的好友水岛太太带着她的儿子在逛街，她的儿子啊都在国外念书，好久不见哦，结果一转眼， My friend's son is as tall as a treeMy friend's son is as tall as a tree. 水岛太太的儿子变得好高哦，就跟树一样高哎，我都快认不出来了。哎呦，讲这么多 as 的例句，这样子同学都学会了吗？改天啊，说英文的时候可以拿出来用用看哦。好了啦，不多说了，天气这么热啊。我快变成肉干了，我的食物也快坏掉了，我要赶快回家了哦。Hello， 你好吗？衷心感谢，珍重再见。
Wait for it, it's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so I'm going to give you one more chance to compete with Laura. Let's see if you can beat her. All right, are you ready? We're going to fill in the blanks so you guys guess the word.
Better be as smart as me.
Okay. The wind, blank, very hard, so my hat flew away.
Oh, that is a trailer blow.
That's right, okay. I'm going to blank my birthday by eating
cake. Celebrate!
Right. Did you get everything right? If you did, you can celebrate. Uh-huh. If not, then you might have to go back and review again.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. You can play this with your friends, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye!
The Steadfast Tin Soldier.
By chance, the fisherman's son is the young boy. The tin soldier thinks,
I'm home!
Before the soldier can celebrate, the boy throws him into the hot fireplace. The soldier thinks,
The jack-in-the-box told the boy to do this.
He begins to melt in the fire. Just then, a strong wind blows through the window. It blows the ballerina into the fireplace. The next morning, the boy's mom is cleaning the fireplace. She finds the tin soldier. He's now in the shape of a heart. However, the boy's mom can't find the ballerina. She only finds the tinsel rose, but it's no longer beautiful. Now, it is as black as a piece of coal. Celebrate, 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 celebrated, celebrated. Wendy celebrated her mom's birthday with a party and a cake. Wendy celebrated her mom's birthday with a party and a cake. Fire, fire. When we went camping, we made a fire to cook dinner. When we went camping, we made a fire to cook dinner. Blow, 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 blew, blown.I sat on the beach and smiled as the wind blew on my face. I sat on the beach and smiled as the wind blew on my face. Blow, 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 blew, blown. The fan blew the papers all over the room.The fan blew the papers all over the room. Black, black. Carrie has one black cat and one white dog. Carrie has one black cat and one white dog.